This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Welcome back. Let's get right to the consumer news of the week. If you're going to spend the long weekend pruning some trees, just make sure they're not on city property. The city of Surrey says residents and business owners should leave the tree pruning to professionals if they want to stay within the law. The city made a statement this week reminding people that trees on city property can't be trimmed or cut without permission. And they say, don't worry, they have trained arborists who prune the trees regularly. And they warn that these people are experts who will make sure the trees stay healthy and they won't be a danger to anybody. 4 Ontario school boards are suing Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok. They say the social media platforms are disrupting student learning and contributing to a mental health crisis that teachers have been left to manage the fallout from. 4 different school boards filed 4 separate but kind of similar cases on Wednesday this past week in Ontario's Superior Court of Justice. So good luck with that. Our population numbers in Canada just keep going up. It grew by a near record of 3.2% last year. At the start of 2024, there were 40,769,890 people calling Canada home. StatsCan reports most of last year's population growth was due to temporary immigration, people who come here to work or go to school but end up going back home. Canada's top doctor says BC is one of 4 provinces that have recently had reported cases of the measles. Dr. Teresa Tam says it's really contagious, and there have been at least 40 cases reported across the country here in Ontario, here in BC, in Ontario, Quebec, and Saskatchewan. Tam is urging parents to make sure their kids have received the recommended 2 doses of measles vaccine. Over in the U.S., they're seeing more cases of tuberculosis. In fact, it's the most cases that they've seen since 2013. More than 9,600 cases of TB were reported last year, 16% higher than 2022. And the rates are up among all the different age groups, from the very old to the very young. And here's a disturbing stat. According to the UN, 783 million people are facing chronic hunger around the world. And at the same time, the world is wasting about 19% of the food supply. Researchers looking at the data on households, food service, and retailers found that each person on average wastes about 79 kilos of food every year. That equals at least 1 billion meals wasted worldwide each and every day. And 60% of the waste is generated by households. But at least we're recycling, at least this kid is. 10-year-old Jace Weber from Mildmay, Ontario, that's near Toronto, has set a world record for the most aluminum pop can tabs collected for recycling in 1 year. It's not the whole can, it's just the little tab that opens it. Guinness World Record says Jace collected more than 6 million pop tabs. That would be approximately 5,000 pounds once you bag them all up. They were worth $2,600 from the recycler, and Jace donated that money to the March of Dimes and donated nearly $2,600 he received back to the organization, March of Dimes, that helps people living with disabilities. And that's one way to raise money. Here's another way. Donald Trump is now selling God Bless the USA Bibles to pay for his presidential campaign. He released a video on his Truth Social platform earlier this week, directing supporters to a website that sells the Bibles that are Donald Trump approved for about $60 US, saying it's his favorite book. This is Vancouver Consumer. I'm Martin Strong. And coming up, if you're thinking of renovating, we'll talk to someone who knows the ins and outs of fixing up your house from the very beginning, from getting the permits all the way to the finishing touches. We'll talk to Graham Huge from the My House Design Build team when Vancouver Consumer continues right after this.
This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Welcome back. I'm Martin Strong, and there is an exciting thing happening a week from today, Saturday, April 6th. It's the My House Design Build Team's Parade of Renovated Homes. It's three homes renovated by BC's most awarded renovator builder, the My House Design Build Team. It's your chance to actually walk through these homes, two of them completely renovated, and one of them in the process. So you see it from the inside, from the ground up. It's a great way to get inspired. If you've got an idea to renovate your home, you'll get tons of ideas. Just go to the My House Design Build Team website. That's myhousedesignbuild.com, myhousedesignbuild.com, and you can sign up. It's absolutely free. And that website overall is a great resource, myhousedesignbuild.com. You can see all sorts of work that they've done. Also see all the awards they've won. It's amazing. They have free webinars that we're going to tell you about with my guest right now. He's always very excited about the parade of homes. Graham Huge from the My House Design Build Team is with us. Hi, Graham.
Hi, Martin. How are you doing? What a great weekend. And we're looking forward to next weekend and sharing with everybody some of our work. And we have, as you mentioned, we've got two fully renovated inside and out homes. And these are both multi-generational. So you get a chance to see secondary suites. You'll see additions that have been added on. And in my opinion, both of these are doable renovations. They're relatable renovations. They're where what people are looking to do now. I get the calls on these types of renovations every day. And then the third house is actually a custom home. It's actually a home where the homeowner thought about renovating, but in the process made the decision to change to a completely new custom home. So people will have a chance to see the framing of that home and see what goes on prior to all the finishings. So it'll be a great opportunity to meet our construction team, our design team on site. And that's, like you mentioned, it's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And you register on site, register on our website. We won't send out the addresses. We don't make the addresses public until 24 hours before the event, and they're only emailed to those who have registered, and that's for privacy and security purposes. And the person who registers must be one of the guests who shows up. They must show up with picture ID, and again, that's for privacy and security.
Yeah. So just go to the My House Design Build website, myhousedesignbuild.com. And I love the idea that one of the three houses is in process. It's in the process of being built, so you can see the framing and everything. And I guess what you can do with a custom home nowadays is so different than what it was like 10, 20, 30 years ago. Because I guess if you're starting from scratch, you can do all sorts of things in a home, right?
You can. And this one's actually a house on a budget. And, you know, that's also another reason why we put this on the parade. This is not a monster house that maybe isn't relatable to most people. This is a totally doable home where a client came to us. They had a specific dollar figure that's all they had to work with. And we designed the house to their budget. And, you know, that's really important to do. In fact, we do that on all our projects. We start off asking, you know, various questions like, you know, what are your have-tos? What are you thinking of doing? Whether it's renovation, whether you're looking to put an addition, whether you're renovating a basement suite, whether it's just your kitchen you're renovating. We talk about what are the have-tos, what are your wishes, and then what are you expecting your budget to be? Now, a budget is not how much does it cost, but you know, we need to know where are you aiming to invest in your property so that we can come up with ideas that fit that investment. And not always are everyone's wish lists and wants going to fit in their budget, but it's important to know what fits in that budget. And so that's where we start.
Yeah. And for people who might be listening to this and they're thinking about renovating their homes, there's something they want to do. How important do you think it is to check out something like the Parade of Homes, to look at other work and to get inspired? How important is that, do you think?
Well, I think it's tremendously important. You know, people go onto our website all the time and comment how great it is, because you can not only just see before and after photographs, but we've got great video resources. You can see complete walkthroughs of many of our finished projects. You'll see interviews with our clients, interviews with our design and production staff. But being able to go on site and actually talk with us about what we've done and see it up close in person, it actually helps make things more real. And, you know, in today's marketplace, I try not to have people come back into homes that are already finished, because of course our clients have already moved in, but you know, we always have clients that are gracious, who want to open their homes up because they're proud of their homes, and they want to be and they offer to us, hey, if you're having a parade of homes, we'd love to have our house on the parade. And you know, they take pride in what they've done and what they've accomplished with us, and this is a great opportunity for you to see that in person.
Yeah. And the thing I like about the My House Design Build team, besides the fact that it's a sort of a ground up operation, like right from the permitting, right to the finishing touches, you handle it all. But you also create kind of a community in Vancouver with things like the Parade of Homes. And you've also got, you're also part of the Haven Design and Reno Show that is coming up at the Van Dusen Gardens April 20th. That seems like another good place that people can go and get inspired.
Yeah, the Home Builders Association of Vancouver, Haven, puts this on once a year in the spring. And what a great setting, the Van Dusen Gardens. For those who have not gone, it's just off of Oak Street. It's a great opportunity just to enjoy the gardens and explore that. But we have our seminars there. You can register online for free. Take part in the various seminars that we have that day. I'll be on a panel talking about multi-generational homes, how to, you know, in today's marketplace, how do you make a house available where you can have other additional family members, or maybe a rental suite or a laneway or a carriage house or putting an addition. And so I'm part of a panel of other designer builders, so that you get lots of input. So there's another great avenue, like you mentioned. So April 20th at the Van Dusen Gardens.
Yeah, and you mentioned that in the Parade of Homes, which is coming up next Saturday, April 6th, that two of those homes are multi-generational homes. And that seems to be the hottest trend in renovation right now, isn't it? Multi-generation. People like living with, bringing in their in-laws to live, or maybe their kids are moving in.
Yeah, I mean, we've got parents moving in with kids and kids moving in with parents. And of course, there's often grandchildren involved and sometimes great grandparents. And it's not just about having a separate suite or to how they work together or live together, but sometimes it's maybe special needs. It could be aging in place, accessibility, maybe incorporating an elevator or a lift, making hallways wider, doorways wider, making showers more accessible and safer. And those are all part of that. And these two houses, one is in North Delta, and it's like a 1970s house. So this is a 50-year-old house. And the other one is in the Brentwood area in Burnaby, which is a 70-year-old house. And that whole area in Brentwood is just so many homes are those 1950s, 1960s bungalows, if you will. Mm-hmm. And so on both cases, we've been able to create complete new suites, additions on the homes, landscaping, and just a complete rebuild. In fact, they've been totally gutted down to the studs and then rebuilt inside and out. So they're both high performance, Built Green certified renovations.
Yeah, very, very cool. And I should mention the webinars that are coming up, because speaking of multi-generational homes, You have one coming up on the 18th of April, Thursday. It's renovations for multi-generational aging in place and accessibility. So go to the website, myhousedesignbuild.com, if that's something that you're interested in. It's a free webinar. But this Thursday, April 4th, that one is all about healthy and energy efficient renovations and custom homes. And I guess those are the two hottest things, multi-generational renovations, making it more hospitable to the entire family, but also making it energy efficient because there's so much going on there.
Yeah, and there's up to $20,000 in grants and rebates and tax incentives for various parts of renovations, primarily energy efficient things such as improved windows and exterior doors, insulation, better heating and cooling in your home. Those are some of the prime ones, but there's also incentives if you are building a suite or an area for people of family who are over the age of 65, incorporating them into your family. There's incentives for that. Or any medical needs. Medical needs could be things like access for those who perhaps might in the future need a walker or wheelchair, but also medical needs to things like having a healthy home environment for air quality. A lot of people suffer from things like asthma or allergies. Those are also medical situations that if they're properly addressed and certified, you can get tax deductions and grants tied to those. There's also up to a $40,000 interest-free loan for 10 years. And the provincial government is also incorporating loans that half are forgivable on the basis of incorporating a suite into your home that is rented out below market value for 5 years, and they'll forgive half of that loan, again, up to $40,000. So there's lots of things in the marketplace to help you and be part of your renovation, but it takes somebody to quarterback that. That's what we do, is help you right from concept through the planning stage, permits, anything to do with these rebates and grants and understanding what your choices are available and how that all pulls together, and then all the way to finishing the project.
Yeah, it is a holistic approach to renovating your home. And as we always talk about, if you're doing just one part of your home, but you have an eye to doing more of your home, you don't have to do it all at once. But if you get the My House Design Build team working for you, they will make sure that when it comes time to do the other room or the basement, it's going to seamlessly, fall into place, and you're not going to have things that don't work together. And that's an important part of the My House Design Build team. And their website, once again, myhousedesignbuild.com. You can sign up for the webinars. You can also call them at 604-MY-HOUSE. And once again, those webinars are every Thursday, pretty much every Thursday. There's one this Thursday, April 4th. That's the healthy and energy efficient renovations and custom homes. Then a week Thursday, April 11th, it's kitchen and bath webinar. And then Thursday, April 18th, it's renovations for multi-generational aging in place and accessibility. And you can go to the myhousedesignbuild.com website, sign up for those. And you can also sign up for the Parade of Homes, which is happening next Saturday, February 6th. So go to the website. There's a lot going on. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about what is hot in the world of renovations. What do people want when they go in and make their home more livable? We'll have more with Graham from the My House Design Build team when Vancouver Consumer continues right after this.
This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Welcome back. I'm Martin Strong, and on Vancouver Consumer, we're talking about your home, how to make your home more livable, maybe more energy efficient. Maybe you want to build a suite for your in-laws. Maybe your kids can move in for a while. Maybe you can move into a suite and let your kids and their kids move in. It's a very interesting world we're living in right now. And with me now is Graham Huguet from the My House Design Build team. Their website is myhousedesignbuild.com. You can also call them at 604-MY-HOUSE. And Graham, we've been talking about the Parade of Homes, which is a week from today, February 6th. It's three homes, North Delta, Brentwood, and Surrey. And you don't give the exact addresses until the day of, but you can go and sign up and tour these homes. If you go to myhousedesignbuild.com, you can tour these homes. And I love the fact that two of them are completely renovated and finished, and one of them is still in process. So you can actually see how the work is done from the beginning.
Exactly. And, you know, the number one thing people call us about are things like kitchens and bathroom renovations. Those are the number, that's the number one thing, kitchens and bathrooms, because every house has kitchens and bathrooms.
Yeah.
And they're going to be a chance to see, in this case, main kitchens as well as their suite kitchens. They'll see examples of different kitchens, different bathrooms, done the way that these homeowners envisioned and how they wanted to do it. Even if you're looking at a small project, whether it's a kitchen, a bathroom, whether it's a main floor renovation, whether it's maybe just some energy efficient upgrades like windows and doors, insulation, maybe you're looking at exterior street appeal, whatever the renovation or project that you're thinking of, home improvement project, you're going to be able to see that on the parade, but in a more holistic environment. So you're going to see all those pieces put together. And that's a great way to come out, talk about your project, talk to our team, go onto our website, as you mentioned, and just register for free. We send you the address within 24 hours of the event so that you have a map and an address. But we do that for security and privacy sake, as we are, you know, we really appreciate our homeowners who and our past clients who have opened up their homes to this parade. So we respect their privacy and security as well. And, but you know, it's a great opportunity to see no matter what it is. And if you're thinking of building something new, a laneway, a custom home, this is also a great opportunity to see, you know, the ideas that incorporated into these older homes that have been made new. But also we have one of our homes is actually a house that's in construction that is a custom home for clients who were thinking of renovating initially, but then they decided, no, we're going to build our custom home. And so it's a great opportunity to meet our construction staff. And you mentioned our webinars. We have different topics every Thursday night, 7 o'clock. You can roll up in your pajamas and your favorite beverage and tune in on Zoom. And we have a different live, they're not pre-recorded, live webinar every Thursday night, different subjects from condos, townhouses, kitchens and bathrooms, high performance renovations and custom homes, and as you mentioned, multifamily, generational, and accessibility as well.
Mm-hmm. Just go to myhousedesignbuild.com and sign up this Thursday, the 4th of April. It's healthy and energy efficient renovations and custom homes. And then Thursday, April 11th, it's kitchen and baths, which, like you say, is like sort of the number one thing when it comes to renovations. And it's sort of the thing that people lust after when they're talking about, you know, beautiful homes is what's the kitchen like? What are the bathrooms like? Because when I was a kid, I remember kitchens were sort of like almost like servants' quarters. The kitchen was away from the living area. And then all of a sudden that changed. And that was the big trend in renovations, was to open up the kitchen and make it part of the living area. And I guess that just continues today. What are some of the big trends in kitchens these days?
Exactly. Pulling the kitchen into your living spaces, and not only indoor living spaces, but outdoor living spaces. In fact, one of the homes on the parade over in Brentwood, you'll see how we carry from the front door all the way to the back of the property, how we carry the indoor and the outdoor living space combined. And you'll be amazed at what you can do and how people integrate that life. Because that area, the family room, kitchen, and outdoor space, really, that's the heart of the home. That's where everybody lives these days. And we've definitely learned that over these last 4 years of how important our homes are, how we sort of cocoon there for almost an entire year. And we realize how important our homes are and having our families and friends around in our home environment and having outdoor living space that is protected and that you can use all around the year.
Mm-hmm. And moving on to bathrooms, I mean, I guess some of the trends, different types of showers and baths and things like that. What's exciting in that world?
Well, I think functionality in every room is probably the most important thing we talk to people around. And especially when you're renovating, things have changed. As you mentioned, you used to have these small little rooms. And maybe not many bathrooms in a home. So today, making a bathroom maybe bigger, for example, especially in an ensuite, and you know where we either may add space or we may take space away from another room to create a bigger master ensuite or walk-in closet. So I think the biggest thing that we see is people looking for increased functionality. Gone are a lot of the big, large, sunken tubs that are big, large decks, but a lot more freestanding tubs for sure, and showers that are larger, that have maybe a bench inside, multiple jets, sometimes maybe even steam showers. But accessibility, space, functionality, those are the key things that people are looking for, not just what their finishes are.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned laneway houses and those kind of things on the property. And those are becoming more and more important as the city tries to deal with the housing crunch, creating more homes. And I guess the permitting for a laneway house is changing all the time. And that's something that you guys at the My House Design Build team keep up on.
Well, developing your property, and that's what it's called, developing your property, when you go from one house to having more than one unit, there's a lot of opportunities in all the municipalities now. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's not something new. We've been doing laneway, carriage, duplexing. We've been doing that for more than 20 years as a company. And so what people think is new is, yes, it's developing. It's getting more opportunities to do more with your property, depending on where you live. But you need to plug in with a company that's actually been doing this for a long time. And that's our team has been designing, permitting, and dealing with the various municipalities and building laneways, carriages, duplexing. And now in some neighborhoods, including Vancouver, you can go triplex, quadplex, and up to a sixplex. And these are some of the zoning changes that are coming in place, but it takes some creativity and thought to make sure, again, that you have a functional home, not just a box where people live, and that it's something that's going to give you back your return on your investment.
Mm-hmm. And we talk a lot about detached homes, but you do a lot of work with condos and townhouses. And do you think that most people would be surprised to find out what they can actually do with, say, a condo?
I think the biggest thing that, again, people come into a condo terminals, and majority of those kitchens are very tiny. Often, they're surrounded by three walls and an entranceway. They're very, very mm-hmm. small. So the ability to open up that kitchen to the main living space, and a lot of buildings, even in concrete high-rises, that's available to them. So we do a discovery phase where we do our inspections. We can look at not only the plans, but what's inside the walls, and we're able to determine what can be opened and very easily accomplished in most cases. And we can show lots of examples of that on our website. In fact, we've won many awards, not just for single-family homes, but best condo renovations, both small and large. And you know, as an award-winning company, one of the awards that I'm most proud of is our team award, and that's where we've been Renovator of the Year, BC Georgie Award, Renovator of the Year for 7 consecutive years. And that's not just for renovating a project, that's for all of the projects we did throughout those years, as well as customer service, how they look at us as a company, our fiscal management, and how we are accountable, and as well as our Better Business Bureau A+ rating. So there's all those things that go into those types of awards, and we're just proud of all the different types of projects we do.
It's the My House Design Build team, myhousedesignbuild.com. And it doesn't matter if you're in a big, huge house or a condo. They can do stuff for you. Go to that website, and next Saturday, the Parade of Homes. And you love this because you get out there and you meet the people, and you'll be at one of the homes and you'll be saying hi. I guess that's a fun part of the job for you.
Well, I'm with our clients every day. So I am going to be at our Brentwood home on Saturday the 6th. Please come, make yourself known. And if you hear about the parade from this show, please let me know that you heard it on CKNW. And, I'd love to talk to you. But I'm at every one of our projects. So I meet everybody when we start a project, and I quarterback that from start to finish. In fact, the webinars you talk about next Thursday, I'll be leading that webinar as well.
All right. And that's Healthy and Energy Efficient Renovations and Custom Homes. That's Thursday. And then Kitchens and Baths on Thursday, April 11th. And then Multi-Generational Homes, that's on the 18th. And then on Thursday, April 25th, we were talking about condos and townhouses. There's a webinar for that. Thursday, April 25th is condos and townhouses. Just go to myhousedesignbuild.com and you can sign up for that. And you can also give them a call, 604-MY-HOUSE. But definitely the Parade of Homes, and that's next Saturday. And you want to get in on that. Three homes that you can tour, one in North Delta, one in Surrey, one in Brentwood. And it's an amazing opportunity to get hands-on and see what's going on in these houses. And also, before I go, I'm going to mention the Haven Design and Reno Show, and you'll be there. That's at Van Dusen Gardens, April 20th.
So there that's you go. A great opportunity to tour the gardens and come and get your questions answered in person with members of the Home Builders Association of Vancouver.
Yeah, the Van Dusen Gardens, a beautiful place. Well, thank you, Graham. Always a pleasure, and we'll see you on the next weekend. The My Parade
Thank
of
you.
Homes.
Look forward to it. Enjoy and happy Easter.
Okay. MyHouseDesignBuild.com is the website, and happy Easter to you too. This is Vancouver Consumer. And up next, paid loyalty programs. Those programs where you pay a little extra every month to get all sorts of things, from free delivery to first access to stuff going on sale. They're becoming more popular, but are they worth it? That's when Vancouver Consumer continues right after this.
This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Welcome back. I'm Martin Strong. You remember the good old days when people would clip coupons? You'd be in line at the grocery store, and the person in front of you would have a fistful of coupons for everything they would be buying. And then you'd read about some person who saves thousands of dollars every year on their grocery bills because they're obsessive about clipping coupons. Well, you still see coupons for stuff, but that idea has pretty much been replaced by the loyalty card. And I'm sure you have a bunch in your wallet right now. Air Miles, PC Optimum, more rewards. And if you use them right, you can actually save some money. The idea of loyalty programs have been around in Canada since the 1950s, when grocery stores first started issuing Lucky Green stamps. Those were stamps that you could cut out and paste into tiny booklets, and then you exchange the books for discounts and free stuff. In the United States, the history of loyalty programs is first documented way back in 1793, when an American store owner started handing out copper tokens to repeat customers. And when you had enough tokens, you could redeem them for merchandise. Maybe pick up that new musket that you've had your eye on. Those tokens eventually turned to stamps, and the stamps have now evolved into those cards that you now have in your wallet. According to the website rewardscanada.ca, the average Canadian consumer participates in 7 to 10 loyalty programs. And the hardcore loyalty members sometimes have 30 to 40 programs that also link to their credit cards to maximize the benefits. But those are the hardcores. For most of us, we just want programs that give us a little extra at the places we already shop. And here in Canada, there's a lot of them, because computer programs have made it simpler and cheaper for companies to maintain a loyalty program. And because of that, our choices have never been greater. In fact, According to RewardsCanada.ca, here in Canada, we probably have more consumer choice when it comes to loyalty programs than even those people in the United States. And one of the big trends are cards that partner with other companies. A big success story is the Scene card. That started out as a loyalty card when you went to see movies. But now the Scene Plus card is partnered not only with Cineplex for movies, but also the Empire Group, which includes grocery stores like Safeway and Sobeys. And it's connected to Swiss Chalet and Harvey's and Home Hardware. And a new trend that is catching on are paid loyalty cards. That's when you actually pay an upfront fee, but then you get all sorts of perks, like getting first dibs on new products or free delivery. I guess one of the most famous paid loyalty programs is when you sign up for Amazon Prime. Not only do you get free delivery, but you also get their TV streaming service. And if you have Amazon Prime, look into their photo storage. A lot of people don't know about that. It's free for members, and you can store photos in the cloud for free if you're an Amazon Prime member. And one of the perks for these paid loyalty cards can also be better customer service. For example, if you're a member, you may be able to jump ahead of non-members when you're on hold for customer service. And if you think that's a little unfair, you're not alone. It's not sitting well with a lot of people. A marketing professor at Northwestern University in Illinois says shoppers previously satisfied with the customer service they were getting may become dissatisfied when they see other people getting more. And some skeptics think these paid memberships might be a way for companies to disguise cost increases or to cheat their subscribers by changing the program perks down the road. This is Vancouver Consumer. I'm Martin Strong. We'll be back next Saturday at 2 o'clock. Thanks in a big part to our producer, Jonathan Chung. Thank you, Jono. I'm Martin Strong, and the news on CKNW is next.
The proceeding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.